Our morning show today on WRCO talks about an upcoming fundraiser, a pancake breakfast fundraiser for Jennifer Ward, which is coming up at Ithaca Schools on Sunday, the 23rd. It's organized by the Ithaca Lions and the Buena Vista Lions Club helping as well. Representing the Lions here is Bill Clone. How you doing, Bill?
Welcome. Good morning. Fine.
Good to have you in here to the studios. These pancake breakfasts, you guys have been pretty successful at them, haven't you?
Yeah, the Ithaca Lions has been well noted for the pancakes, and it's been a strong emphasis for us to assist anybody in their needs, and whether it's cancer or just a tough time, fire, anything, we've assisted several community people.
The Ithaca community really comes out in droves. I mean, the entire community, but I think you get great response, don't you?
We get great response, and it's a community-wide event, and Ithaca community is a community of its own, and the school backs it 100%. They donate the school building and the facilities for us. They don't charge us anything, and so it's a true community effort to put this on. We worked with conjunction of the Buena Vista for this one just because we kind of sponsored and got Buena Vista started, but the Wards live kind of down in that territory, and so it's just neighbors helping neighbors, and it makes a large community event.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, and it appears, Bill, that you've had a good response from people helping out and donating as well.
Yeah, there's been a lot of people opening up the doors of calling, texting, I've got a donation, I want to bring something, where can we leave it off? And my number is posted on posters. Another gal from the Buena Vista area is posted on the posters. And anybody can reach me at 608-475-6870. And always leave a voicemail or send me a text, and we can communicate.
That's awesome. And you'll have the bake sale, the silent auction. It always seems like you guys have lots of really cool things that people can bid on.
Yeah, we got the silent auction, and Buena Vista has pretty much kind of taken the hands to running the silent auction and dealing with the bake sale. We've got plenty to do with making the pancakes and the scrambled eggs and getting everything rolling that way. Being as this is kind of a youthful event, I call it. I mean, Jennifer's got, and Dan has three nice young boys. And so we're having a bounce house. Thunder Showers from Boscobel has donated the bounce house to assist kids in taking care of their time while mom and dad is maybe eating or whatever they want to do. It'll be a free will donation to get into the bounce house. And there'll be somebody there monitoring so we don't have it overcrowded. And if we get too many people in there, well, then they'll just say, well, your time's up, Johnny, and move onward. But it should be a great Sunday. This event will be Sunday, February 23rd, in the Ithaca Commons. And the bounce house will be down in the multi-purpose room, which is in the educational wing.
You're probably too big for the bounce house, Bill, aren't you?
Yeah, I think I graduated from that. But
what a really fun family thing, though, as well. And mom and dad might have to eat two meals there because once the kids get down to the bounce house, they might not be coming back right away, right?
Well, that's kind of the idea.
Well, let's meet Dan. Dan Ward is here. He is the husband of Jennifer Ward. And Dan, welcome to the Morning Show Studios.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from the area originally, aren't you?
Yep. Yeah, I grew up in the Blue River area down in the little town of Excelsior. Went to Riverdale. And,
yep. Did you live away from here for a little while then?
12 years. We lived in Dodgeville. That's where we started our family. Bought a house over there, and she worked over at Quality Liquid Feeds. This February would be 15 years at Quality Liquid Feeds in Dodgeville.
And you've lived in the Gotham area a couple of years then? A
couple of years. So we bought in and made that transition all along, around the same time that this, we've been, you know, dealing with this other thing. And yeah, it's been a great community. You know, we've really enjoyed the open enrollment into the Ithaca School District, and you know, they've been really good to us and good to our kids.
Awesome. And you've driven a little bit for the school district, is that correct?
At the beginning of the year, I started working in the transportation department with Bill and just helping out where I can. making sure that some of the special needs students and things like that can get back and forth to school.
You have a picture on the poster. You have such a beautiful family there.
Yeah, thank you.
You got to be proud of that.
Very proud, yes.
So let's talk about your wife, Jennifer, and her cancer journey. How long has this been going on?
Well, it would be December of 2022 is when we went in for an umbilical hernia surgery for her, which ended up being a symptom. And that's when I got the phone call from the surgeon when she was still under, hey, there's something that we found. We need to talk. So I made my way back to the hospital, and she woke up, and then the surgeon was there and told us the possibility that what he found was cancerous. There was a lot of fluid that came out, and it was a bad day. Yeah. And so since then, it was January, she started chemo treatments. She just finished yesterday chemo treatment number 52. It's every other week. She's been on a series of different treatments. For a while, it was the full FOX with the oxaliplatin, and that was not very effective. Then it was the full FURI with the irinotecan. That was more effective, and now she's been on the fluorouracil throughout the entire thing. So it's been a long couple years, but we're at the end of those 2 years, and we're still doing it. So, we made it this far.
Yeah,
so
that's good. You're fighting.
Yeah, fighting.
I don't know if you mentioned what type of cancer is it known
it's
as?
It's a metastatic adenocarcinoma.
Okay.
That was thought to originate in the appendix, then possibly in the colon. But it's been classified basically as an intestinal. It's in her abdominal cavity, peritoneal lining of her stomach, and it's a hard cancer to treat. There are treatment options, but they're mostly for other types of cancers. Treatments for this type of cancer have in the past been very unsuccessful, outside of surgery, which she was diagnosed at later stages, stage four, and through exploratory surgery, they were able to determine that she wasn't a candidate for a debulking HIPAC treatment, which is where they go in and remove what they need to, but the cancer was too far widespread to go through with that surgery.
So you've gone the other options. It sounds like she's had some good days and bad days over the course of the last year.
The oxaliplatin on the full FOX was a lot of neuropathy, cold sensitivity, uncomfortableness. And then the irinotecan, which she had to endure a little bit longer, was a lot of nausea. So it was hard. Yep.
All the time being a mother of three boys.
Yep, that never ends. That's always a pleasure every day.
Yeah, but I'm sure that keeps her going, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's her happiness. She finds a lot of fulfillment. So do I. And just being there, raising kids, they are amazing kids. They're my oldest is 8. His name is Clark. Then I have a middle, Abel. He's 5. He's in the 4K over in Ithaca, and Levi. He's 3 years old. So.
Wow. A lot of energy there.
Indeed. Yeah.
So two of the boys go to Ithaca then?
Right? Yes, they do. Yep. Clark, mm-hmm. He's in second grade over there, and he loves it. He loves the association and the setting, the public school setting. He enjoys it, and I think Abel does too.
Obviously, you've incurred a lot of expenses over the course of the last year, and I'm guessing that's made you aren't able to go because you're with her trying to take her to her appointments and things like that. It's been a hardship, hasn't it?
It has been, and we've received a lot of very kind help along the way. Without the help, we wouldn't have been able to get this far and stay together, stay close. We do treatments every 2 weeks. Every third treatment is in Madison. The other remaining two treatments are in Dodgeville, it's a lot of time investment, of course, and things. And we do have some generous family members and such that are able to help when I'm on her, when we're doing treatments and I'm with her. And then of course the school district has been very flexible with my obligations there and transportation, so I can take those days and be with her during those treatments. But it really doesn't end during that day. It continues on through the week. Right now she has a pump on because she had treatment yesterday, and that'll be taken off tomorrow. And so she's having to, you know, go through that treatment for a three-day period every 2 weeks, and then it's a few days after that before she's really kind of starting to bounce back.
You've learned a lot about medical terms, haven't you, over the course of the last year or so?
Over the course of even longer than that. I lost my sister in 2017 to leukemia, and I had to become very familiar with that, with a lot of the medical treatments and terms. And I know you have to be your own advocate in many ways and really wrap your head around it to understand what it is that you're going to go through or what you're going through.
Man, you got to be strong. How do you do it?
A lot of prayer, a lot of good friends, a lot of routine, and be the help.
Well said. Some other things, I know that your wife made notes for you, so we didn't want to leave out anything and, you know, not say the right thing here.
But, she did send me with some words, and I should pull those up. She said that she's so grateful for all the love and support that I have received from my family, friends, and congregation since my cancer diagnosis. Every additional day I have to spend with those I love is such a blessing. The chemotherapy every other week is not easy, but I'm thankful that there's some treatment available that is keeping my cancer from spreading. She wants to thank the Ithaca Lions Club and the Buena Vista Lions Club and the Ithaca School and local businesses, WRCO, and anyone that's donating time or resources to help with the benefit and supporting the family. That's what she wanted to kind of include in her words today.
Great. Well, thank you, Jennifer. That's good. Bill, hopefully people will come out and help these guys. I know the Lions Club has been there a lot, but this one really tugs at the heartstrings too, doesn't it?
Yes. It really brings family together. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of large ones. This will probably be one of the larger ones that we've performed. Be a lot of batter made, a lot of pancakes fried, and we've got a lot of carryouts even scheduled for orders already early in the morning. So we'll be whipping the pancakes up before 7 o'clock. I'm very confident, even though we start at 7 and run till 12:30, and we'll be going all day.
That's one of the things that I kind of forget about myself, but carryouts are a big thing. And if people maybe don't want to stay around, or you got people around the house or whatever, it's a great way to support it, isn't it?
Yeah, we always have carryouts, but this one here seems to be hitting the top of the crop on the amount of carryouts, and it's more because of the exposure. But carryouts are more the merrier.
Wonderful. Dan, your wife from the Prairie du Chien area, I'm guessing you get support from that area too, don't you?
Yeah, she has some friends that have definitely reached out that she used to go to school with. One of them actually works at Ithaca School. Her family, of course, is a little more spread out. She has her dad's side in Appleton, and so there's been some support from that direction. And then the Prairie du Chien area where her mom is from. And it's been humbling.
Where did you live before when you for 12 years then?
In Dodgeville.
Yeah, okay.
That's where, well, she worked at still mm-hmm. does work at Quality Liquid Feeds in Dodgeville, and they've been amazing. And they are a great company, and they're always good to their employees. And I work as a CNC machinist over in Verona.
So you talk about the places that you've lived, all close-knit communities that come together, and it sounds like they really are for your family, aren't they?
Yeah. Like I said, we couldn't have made it this far 2 years in without the help and support that we've received. And it would be a lot more challenging on my family to have to have, you know, people absent and mm-hmm. during these critical moments. And that's something that I don't ever want to think about, is looking back and feeling like I should have been there more. And so I'm trying to make myself available as much as I can, and she is too. You know.
Great. We hope a lot of people will turn out coming up Sunday, and it's just going to be a fun family day, Bill, isn't it?
It'll be a fun-filled family day at downtown Ithaca at the Ithaca High School Commons, and bounce house for kids, pancakes, and silent auction, bake sale items for all the adults.
Meat raffle, it looks like.
Yeah. Buena Vista come up with a meat raffle. And there's just all kinds of events going on.
Yeah, and we hope people will come out 7 until 12:30 Sunday at the Ithaca High School Commons. The Bounce House is in the kind of that new, I would call it the new wing of the elementary school.
Correct. It'll be in the new wing in the elementary end, and there'll be adults to supervise that way. One other thing, if there's somebody that wants to give out a larger donation, which all donations will go to the Jennifer Ward family. And the Ithaca Lions, through the foundation, is a 501c3 organization. So if you want to make out a check for a larger amount, just write it out to the Ithaca Lions Foundation, and it'll funnel on through, and we'll disperse 100% to the family.
That's great to know. Anything either of you would like to add here today?
It's been a great day. Thank you, Phil.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah,
thank you so much.
Good luck to you and your family, Dan. You bet. And we hope people will show up for the benefit breakfast this coming Sunday for Jennifer Ward and family, mother of Ithaca School students. You're listening to The Morning Show here on WRCO.